Georgia is holding Republican runoffs for both Senate and governor today. These are consequential races for the state's political future, particularly the Senate seat, which will determine GOP candidates heading into November. Georgia has been a true battleground. Democrats won both Senate seats in the 2021 runoffs that flipped Senate control. The primary today will shape whether Republicans can consolidate behind a strong candidate or remain fractured.
Oklahoma is simultaneously voting on governor and Senate primaries, plus a ballot measure that could double the state's minimum wage from $7.25 to $15. That wage measure is particularly interesting in a conservative state. It tests whether economic populism, specifically on wages, can win even in deeply red political territory. Several red states have passed minimum wage increases through ballot initiatives in recent cycles, often outperforming Republican candidates in the same election. Oklahoma voters may follow that pattern.
California's 14th Congressional District special election is filling the seat vacated by Eric Swalwell, who resigned in April amid sexual assault allegations. 11 candidates are competing in the special primary, which means it almost certainly goes to a runoff. The district covers parts of the East Bay, and while it's been a reliably Democratic seat, a crowded field in a lower turnout special election creates the possibility of unexpected outcomes in the primary round.
Speaker Johnson's Social Security push is generating pushback from within his own caucus, which is a politically significant development. Johnson has been attempting to advance reform proposals as part of broader fiscal discussions. But Social Security is the third rail of American politics for a reason. It's the most universally used federal program, and cutting or restructuring it has ended political careers. The fact that Republicans in vulnerable districts are resisting Johnson's push reflects the electoral mathematics of 2026.
Jay Clayton's hearing for Director of National Intelligence is tomorrow, and that's worth previewing. Clayton comes from a financial regulatory background. He was SEC chair under Trump's first administration. The DNI role is fundamentally about intelligence community leadership and interagency coordination on national security matters. The hearing will probe whether his financial background translates to the intelligence world. And Democrats will almost certainly raise questions about politicization of intelligence assessments.
The FBI's rejection of Candace Owens' FOIA request for Kash Patel's travel records before the Charlie Kirk killing is a story with several dimensions. The killing of Charlie Kirk was a major political event, and Owens, who has her own fraught history with Kirk, has been pursuing information about the circumstances through FOIA requests. The FBI declining to provide those records suggests either that the records are protected under ongoing investigation exemptions, or that the Bureau is being cautious about releasing information that could fuel political controversy during an active investigation.
The Newsom situation is worth a brief mention. California's governor is saying Trump ordered a DOJ probe into him, but reporting indicates the investigations actually predate the Trump era. This is a familiar pattern where both sides of this conflict, the White House and Newsom, have incentives to frame federal investigations as politically motivated. The factual question of when specific investigations began is answerable. The political framing on both sides is about positioning for what looks increasingly like a Newsom presidential run in 2028.
Maryland Democrats are planning a mid-July special session on redistricting, specifically to place a constitutional amendment on the November ballot that could eliminate the state's lone Republican-held House seat. That's aggressive partisan redistricting, and it will draw legal challenges. But the broader point is that as the 2026 midterm cycle approaches, every seat is being contested through every available mechanism.
The DREAM Act push on DACA's 14th anniversary reflects Democratic senators using the floor for messaging on immigration at a moment when deportation fears are elevated. The practical prospects of the DREAM Act passing in the current Senate are not strong, but the anniversary timing and floor presence are designed to keep the issue visible and mobilize the base.